This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day amid opposition's ruckus on alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and other issues. On the first day of winter session, when the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 11:45 a.m. after the first adjournment, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar urged opposition members to allow the house to function normally. As noisy scenes prevailed, he adjourned the house for the day. Earlier, when the house met in the morning, the chairman rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition MPs on the alleged bribery charges against a particular business group, Manipur violence and other issues. The chairman said the notices are not in conformity with the directions given by the chair earlier. He said this session is taking place coinciding with 75 years of adoption of the constitution and urged the members to present the exemplary highest standards to fulfill the aspirations of people. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge tried to speak over the issue of alleged bribery charges against the business group, but he was not allowed. Following this, opposition members created noisy scenes, leading to the adjournment till 11:45 a.m. In the Lok Sabha, when the House again met at 12 noon after first adjournment, similar scenes prevailed, after which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon as a mark of respect. The House also made obituary references about three of its former members. The Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to six of its former members who passed away recently. Both the House will meet on Wednesday now. Earlier, speaking to media ahead of the Parliament session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoped that the winter session of Parliament will be productive and filled with constructive debates and discussions. Mr. Modi said Parliament's winter session, special for many reasons, including for beginning of the 75th year of Constitution's adoption. He said it marks a glorious milestone for the democracy. Hitting out at the opposition, the Prime Minister said a handful of people rejected by public are trying to control the Parliament by creating disorder. Following the massive victory of BJP-led Mahayuti in Maharashtra, hectic parleys are taking place for the government formation in the state. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has been elected as the leader of the Shiv Sena Legislature Party. The resolution to this effect was unanimously passed by all 57 newly elected MLAs of the party at a meeting held in Mumbai last night. Nationalist Congress Party has elected its president, Ajit Pawar, as the leader of the legislature party. They are likely to visit Delhi today to discuss the future course of action. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today participated in the Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman Padyatra in New Delhi. Ahead of the Constitution Day to be observed tomorrow, the Padyatra was held to celebrate the adoption of the Indian Constitution and honour the vision of the Founding Fathers, marking a significant milestone in India's democratic journey. Union ministers, including Piyush Goyal, Arjun Ram Meghwal, Kiran Rijuju, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Raksha Khadse, Member of Parliaments and Olympians, also participated in the Padyatra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, or ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobke, and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said India has emerged as a global leader in the cooperative movement. In an article to National Dailies, Mr. Shah said the cooperative sector is known not only for enriching economically aspiring individuals, but also for integrating them into the mainstream of the economy. In cricket, chasing the target of 534 runs, hosts Australia were 235 for 9 in the post-tea session against India on the fourth day of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. Hosts require 299 more runs to win the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.